Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumber Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. We're going to catch up a yarn there with deadly artist Amy Flannery. We're talking a new ace at Dusk series launches with an epic exhibition and art party, Exchange 23. And we have Amy on the line. Amy, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, sis.
So my mob is Wiradjuri. I'm from Central West, New South Wales, but I'm now based on Mongol country in the inner west of Sydney.
All right, fantastic. Now, just confirming, so you're one of the artists performing at the Ace at Dusk series launches with exhibition and art party. So you're going to be pretty excited about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen. I've got a whole heap of deadly dancers and singers that are going to be performing alongside me, so yeah. I'm pretty excited.
Okay, and who choreographed the movements?
So everything that you'll see from my performance is a collaboration of all the artists. So I've got Jaya Ren, Brianna Kemmeling, Justine, David Biondiotto and Akayla Newman.
All right, beautiful. So, look, it's a great opportunity to perform. When we're talking, looking at dance, just painting a picture, is there storytelling or is it a visual thing to see? Then you'll pick up the movements and what they're for, or is there a story behind it? Is what I'm asking.
This project is really based in like a celebration of First Nations people and how resilient we are.
Yes.
So it's a bit of like a pop tune, and all the lyrics have stemmed from a brainstorm that all the dancers had together, talking about how we're so adaptive, we shapeshift, we transform, we're grounded in culture, but we celebrate who we are.
Fantastic.
That's kind of the vibe of the piece, yeah.
And that's a day gig, or how long does the gig run for? How long does the Ace at Dusk series run for?
It's just one night only.
Okay.
And it'll be, 6 to 10, and there's a whole heap of artists that'll be performing.
Oh, good, fantastic. But something like this sounds so deadly, it should be taken on the road is what I'm thinking, Amy.
Well, I reckon too.
Fantastic. And so with this gig and you're freelancing, what's on the horizon? What happens next week, next month?
Well, I'm currently actually also doing a gig with Sydney Theatre Company and Mugwin Performing Arts.
Yes.
And I've been Associate Sounds for The Visitors, which is on at the Opera House at the moment. So that's kind of what's happening at the moment.
Busy bee, sister.
Yeah.
Dancing your way through life to different stages, and they say, if the music is the essence of love, then play on. Of life. So that's what you're doing, my sister. So fantastic. Congratulations. A bit of background. So where did you perform before?
Yeah, so I studied at NAISDA.
You did.
And since then, I've performed with quite a few different groups.
Mm.
So I dance all the time with a community group here on Darug Country called Janowi Dance Clan.
Yes.
Also with a group from the mountains called Wagana.
Okay.
I have a collective. I'm a part of a collective called Lost All Sorts Collective.
Yeah.
And they're the mob that'll be dancing with me for this performance.
Mm.
Yeah, I've done a few things with, I was the David Page music fellow at Bengara Dance Theatre for 2022-2023.
Lovely.
And yeah, currently with Sydney Theatre. So
rubbing shoulders with some good people there, my sister. Or can I say they're rubbing they're rubbing shoulders with you, and there you are. Amy Flannery, good yarning with you, sis. Keep doing what you're doing. And how they say, break a leg, sis.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Amy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there, Amy Flannery, artist, performer, dancer, and performing at new Ace of Dusk series launches with Epic Exhibition and Art Party Exchange 23. And that's happening on Saturday 16th. So, yeah, that would be too deadly. Yep, fantastic. Zulu Art Party featuring the work of creative legends and musician June Jones and visual artist Sua Adafoa. So, too deadly. Fantastic. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev, Murray Funicari, BBM 98.7 FM, via NERS, National News Radio Service, to Delhi.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
There is an island
streets that I call home, sweet home. We eat coconut trees and surrounded by the deep blue sea.
Get up unless you want some. Don't let the blood in your hands, but the blood in the sand. Be determining the hunger of your young.
Yeah, our sister girl needs our help, man. Our system ain't justice designed to melt in this sunburnt land where the cold hearts felt. We're double up from jacks with cards they dealt. We master pain and a master yells, and you deliberately neglect all our past, I can tell. Suddenly, through a subtle note of music, an untold story of some brother boy's bruises. All these other white noises, useless in a faraway land. Every second dude's clueless. Sovereignty never ceded or purchased, despite what it is, brother, don't be nervous. Untypical sing-along, it's working. Rhymes with thought, cultural hooks with a purpose. Learning history before it's history. His knee, his neck. Inconsistency, the time it takes to hear this song. That's half the time it took just to make him gone. There is no justice, just us lovers building up in my lungs. So my mother, brother, I'm sorry. Another day scrubbing stuff. Gotta trust father, protect us. Yes, son, don't worry.
We challenge your mind, we challenge your time, we thinking of a better life. My mission's a vision to get my spirit off the mission and create a high. You planted a seed and now the flowers bloom just as you create a spot. Now a mother and daughter can peep into the kitchen, see a brother cooking right.
Is your loyalty?
Yeah, you take back all the things you wish you never said.
How could you lie to me?
You think black when your money's at a deficit.
Blacked out, family, feel like we made it. City, seat of the country, my people saying you claim it. Create the discussion, no gun for him what they saying. My sovereignty is a subtlety ring, screaming through pain and you heard. It's your life untold. Look in the mirror and see your life unfold. Praying to your father while your honest takes a seat. We look into the sky, feed the fire, throw feed the Lord. Crown land, how damn are you willing to stop my life? Better back it up unless you want some. Don't let the blood in your hands, put the blood in the sand. Be determined in the hunger of the young blood.
Yeah, I found an alias for our country, Australia. Hypocritical, inconsiderate failures. Too divisive, don't lie. You like us, that's why you haven't skipped this track yet. Don't deny it. Deep down, I know you wanna buy. Play it to your friends like I know these guys, and yeah,
I went to school with a couple black friends,
so I think I understand what their pain is. Tell the truth, yo, you don't know ish, yo, you don't know me, and you don't know him. What you know about being up in school class? Every look, oh, for them look at you, telling you you're a half-caste. Hit me up now, like, please, man, forget the past. Let me think about that, yeah, nah.
Crownland, how damn are you willing to stop my life? Better back it up unless you want some. Don't let the blood in your hands, put the blood in the sand. Be determined in the hunger of your young blood. Crownland, how damn are you willing to stop my life? Better back it up unless you want some. Don't let the blood in your hands.
Girl, my problems. Girl, you found them when I let you in, and I seen it in your eyes. You know me, baby, baby, yeah. Seen it in your eyes. You know me. Crowning, how dare you willing to stop my life? Better back it up unless you want some. Don't let the blood in your hands, but the blood in the sand. Be determining the hunger of a young blood. Crowning, how dare you willing to stop my life? Better back it up unless you want some. Don't let the blood in your hands, but the blood in the sand. Be determining the hunger of a young blood.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Seseroy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Seseroy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasiakam, killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villages in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War Salasiakam, listen to my drum.
Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasiakam, Salasiakam, Piagra Meriam from Lasendam. Run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. War Salasiakam, listen to my drum.
Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Seseroy pa, tuli man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasiakam, Salasiakam, Cometa Milram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War Salasiakam, listen to if you think your future's bright at last, remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last, but if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the moon. You call to me, come listen to my drum. You call to me, come listen to my drum. Nima is calling you, come listen to my drum.
Yeah, listen to my drum, King Kadu, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarnin' with the Ball, you own Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Want to give a big shout out to Ganthi and the team up there, Pomperau. Thank you very much. A deadly week up there at the Pomperau Youth Summit. Fantastic annual event. And look, all those pickaninnies were so engaged. It was a fantastic team effort. Mentioned some of the stakeholders. Queensland Police was up there. Australian Defence Force. Big shout out to Jerry Savage. Brother Adrian Colwell as well for the Queensland Police. Also had Punapima, of course, always up there, Punapima, big shout out. And also we had Abergary, so big shout out to those guys as well. Fantastic event. We had Disco ZMK performed, and we had the Colour Run. Also had, look, all they did is fed you beautiful tucker, morning, afternoon tea, and lunch and dinner, and had a movie night as well. Looked fantastic, very inspirational. And the kids were very, very engaged, so fantastic. We need more of that. So big shout out to those guys there. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? I got the yes and the no vote in regard to the referendum. So the yes vote is yes or no. The referendum happening 14th of October. So be ready for that. Maybe you want to yarn about that space. Yes or no. Want to hear what your thoughts are. And all is here for your daily yarn. But have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? 1-800-422-416.
I'm looking across this land. Reminds me of a place so far away, far from here. I see
is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
We say welcome. We say welcome to the Torres Strait. We're glad to have you. We extend our hospitality in good faith. You can look at the stars.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, today, 11 Torres Strait Island Regional Council, Outer Island communities have gathered over local events to commemorate the 86th anniversary of the first councillors' meeting and reaffirm their commitment to the Massick Statement. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Mayor Philemon Mosby, Mayor of Torres Strait Island Regional Council. And on the line, Mayor Philemon, good morning. How are you?
Kapu bailu, debe dim, kapu mugi bafenga, kapu bafenga. Are the languages of the Torres Strait. Yes. It's good morning to you, and thank you for allowing me to come on air and to talk about a significant movement, a commemoration of a movement that happened some 86 years ago. My acknowledgement to the traditional owners of whose land we are broadcasting today, their ancestors, elders, leaders, past, present, and emerging.
Beautiful intro. Thank you so very, very much, Mayor Philemon Mosby. Before we start, Uncle, can I ask you, please, who your mob were you from, please?
I'm Mayor Philemon Mosby, and I'm a Kulkalaig from Puruma, Coconut Island, in the central part of the Torres Strait, with ancestral connections to the Meriam people of Ugar, Erub, and Mer, and also my blood ties. Kingship goes to Mabiog in the Malulgal nations of the Western Torres Strait, to the top Western Gudau Malulgal people, to Boigu Island in the top Western islands.
Beautiful footprint. Thank you very much. So we're talking about the, this is over eight decades ago, 23rd August 1937, representatives from the region family formally congregated for the first time in Massick Island to discuss and drive social, economic, political and cultural change. 86 odd years ago. This is powerful. Can you shed some light on this movement there, please, Mayor Philemon?
Thank you. You know, the people of the Torres Strait were entirely sovereign people until European contact and formal annexation of Queensland in 1879. However, we have always been of the belief that we have always maintained our sovereign rights to this state. These events triggered certainly a long debate about sovereignty and governance, the impact of governance on our sovereignty in the Torres Strait. So the movement that happened 86 years ago in the Torres Strait in 1936 marked the first maritime strike, where 70% of the population were engaged and employed in the pearling, blooming industry in Queensland, Torres Strait at the time. However, our people who have been engaged and employed in the pearling industry have experienced over decades racial discriminatory policies of the Queensland government. The protector at the time had full control over the pearling boats, over who could work on the boats, who could skipper the boats, how much they got paid, and where they could be, even introduced discriminatory laws across the islands to control the islanders, to control their affairs. So in 1936, the Torres Strait Island people orchestrated a strike against the Queensland government for equality, justice, and for their rights to be respected, not only in the industry, in the pearling industry, in the economic and the employment side of things, but for our people to be able to control and have self-determination and full control over their affairs. Mm. So that movement happened 86 years ago. There was no form of governance. We weren't even recognized as a separate race of First Nation people of this country. Mm. This is 30-plus years before the referendum.
Yes, I was just I'm looking at calculations. That is 30-odd years before the actual referendum. So how active are our mob in the Torres Straits? Too deadly.
Yes, you know, when I look back, I think, wow, our old people, they didn't have the advantage and privilege of you know, being well educated like we do today, access to better health, education, technology, the advancements of social media, mobile phones to orchestrate such a movement. But it is recorded that 100% of Torres Strait Islanders who were employed at the time, they all walked off the job.
Yeah.
And the way that the strike was orchestrated, the what elders are saying and have been saying for years is that when divers got off the boat and dived down to the bottom, they wrote the date of the time the strike would happen. And that's how, you know, secretly our people had to move, because we were controlled. Our old people were controlled by the government. And if they were found, they would be imprisoned or sent off their island, abandoned off their island for years.
Yeah.
So they had to be very, very secretive, but also trust and stand together in unity. So I really commend them for what they did some 86 years ago.
Exactly. Mayor Fulamon, I'm talking, we're talking true warriors. We're talking, you know, he say, well, ninja warriors in regard to keeping it all quiet, acting, proacting, and here's a massive statement. The description is voice from the deep. I got goosebumps here, Mayor Fulamon.
Yes, so what we celebrated 86 years ago, we came together as a region, as a people, to celebrate, to reflect back on the history and look at what is our old people saying.
Yes.
If they were here today, what are they saying to us today as a nation of people, as leaders of this region and this nation of people? What is the old people saying?
And
we
Fulamon,
could hear the echo.
Yeah, we can hear the echo. I was just going to say, Mayor Fulamon, me, you two, black men here, we Sabi, our ancestors are still working with us on the other side, aren't they?
That's
aren't
correct.
They?
Yeah. So that's how the Masik statement got its name, because it was the place that our people assembled, congregated, and stood in unity against the government and against its discriminatory policies and against the protector. And the Masik statement is entitled The Voice from the Deep.
Yeah.
In Kukalgawya, it's Malubu Yangu Wakai.
Oh,
the Voice from the Deep.
And language
in Miriamir, it's Mirkar, which is the true voice, the voice from the deep. And we as Torres Strait Islanders, we're saltwater fearing. We're saltwater people, seafaring people.
We are, yes.
And, you know, it perfectly illustrates what the divers were saying when they took off their helmet, when they left their pearling boats and said, no, enough is enough. Our sovereign rights are being affected by the way government is treating us, how we're being treated unfairly besides other non-Indigenous people in the industry.
Yes.
And, you know, when we look at that argument 86 years ago, and people might say, Mayor Mosby, what's the big fuss? What's the relevance of it today? As Torres Strait Islanders, as First Nation people, we're still not in control of the economy that comes into this region.
Exactly.
There is an urgency. This voice is still crying from the deep.
Yes.
Calling for leaders to stand up, to practice self-determination, that we, in our sovereign rights, have the right to self-determination, to determine how policies hits our shores, how government investment comes into our region, what is the health status of our people for the future? What is the economical wealth and prosperity and sustainability will it look like in 10, in 50 years' time.
Exactly.
How will it improve the life expectancy of our people
so
that they will be able to reap the benefits that's in this region?
Yes.
That message hasn't changed.
Lovely.
It's crystal clear.
What
was 86 years ago, that message is still relevant today. And that's why the Masik Statement is a fresh declaration by Torres Strait Islander people. It clearly states our desires for self-determination and regional autonomy.
Yeah.
This is a living statement from the Torres Strait people to all decision makers, local, state, federal, elected representative of government, agents, and the private sector partners.
Yes.
It's not a local government statement.
Nope.
It's not a Torres Strait Island Regional Council statement. This is the statement of the people.
Yes.
By the people, for the people.
Yeah, beautiful. And we're talking 23rd August 1937. It is still alive today, September 2023. Yes.
That's correct. The aims under that's outlined in the Masik Statement are to achieve self-determination for the people of the Torres Strait and Northern Peninsula area, to freely determine our political status and pursue our economic, social and cultural development, self-government in matters relating to internal and local affairs, and to create partnerships with regional stakeholders, the Queensland and federal governments to achieve the region's goals and aspirations.
Yeah.
This is what the Masik Statement mandates from the people for leaders of our region to stand together in a culturally united path to support things like the Uluru Statement, like the voice that's happening in the referendum that's coming up. We stand with our brothers and sisters, Aboriginal brothers and sisters of Australia.
Beautiful.
We strongly believe, have always believed, that Australia is and will always be Aboriginal country.
Yes.
The Masik Statement brings our nation and our region together to support a recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the Constitution by a voice to Parliament.
Yes.
This is no different. The
Masik
Statement, the voice from the deep,
the voice from the deep.
No different to the Uluru Statement.
Beautiful.
It allows us to stand side by side with our Aboriginal brothers and sisters to support proper recognition and an amendment and alteration to a constitution that was created some 122 years ago without consultation or any involvement or any process that included First Australians, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Exactly. Mayor Philemon, thank you so very much. Beautiful sharing. Thank you. It sheds light on the power we as warriors of the 21st century are still standing strong with our ancestors standing there with us, and we are working together as an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Thank you for sharing, Mayor Philemon Mosby. All the best to you and your councils, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Thank you. Big Esso for this opportunity.
God bless. Big Esso. Yawo.
Yawo.
Beautiful yarn there. A fantastic yarn. Very deep, very powerful. And that's Mayor Philemon Mosby, Mayor of Torres Strait Island Regional Council. And talking about over eight decades ago, that's 23rd of August 1937, representatives from the region formally congregated for the first time on Masik Island to discuss and drive social, economic, political and cultural change. We're talking 1937, that's 30 years before referendum where black people were allowed to vote in this country. So how powerful are our Torres Strait Island brothers and sisters? My family there were Dunley Island Arab, and as Mayor Philemon did state, he stands close, side by side, with our Aboriginal brothers and sisters in regard to the Yes campaign and the voice to Parliament. Too deadly. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And a big shout out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. We go around the country thanks to NERS. We're based here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumma Brip Media, 98.7 FM.
He looks asleep by Billabong, but he's aware through and through. He is the Lord.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm well.
Thank you. It's really good to hear that mayor talking, people's yes. rights, self-determination. Oh, it's so good to hear it all. I wish he was mayor here.
And the active movement in that space was 37 years before the actual referendum here yes. in this country.
That's the Aboriginal people can have the vote.
Yeah. And that's 37 years before that actual event. So yes. very active.
Time is flying. Well, we are still warriors today.
Yes,
I'm not one generation from a warrior, neither are you. And most people aren't. It's just a song. While you was away, did you know that the Cairns posted a story on the cemetery?
No. Enlighten me, please.
It's on Tuesday, the September the 19th, front page, mate.
Okay.
I was blowing and page, most of the stories on page 5.
And how are you travelling in that space? What was the outcome?
Well, the outcome was I've got letters from the council complaining. And, you know, I'm talking about the cemetery, and we've always looked after our own graves, and there is already one aluminium metal cross in place, so the precedent was set. We've got a point of law going. I've talked to ATSILS, and I had other press out there this morning. I've been super busy, man.
Yeah. fight, my brother.
This is a really good fight. This is the good fight. And so you can look at that story, and I've had other press out there this morning. Now, the council's saying, when they give you all these forms, right, and the forms don't fit. Mm. And we've never had to fill in forms before. And then it's got proposed work for details being undertaken. And they've got 6 boxes, and the first one is vault, what you're choosing for your loved one, headstone, plaque on granite, plaque on concrete, refurbishment plaque, refurbishment headstone. And I said, well, I can't tick any of them boxes. It's a metal cross.
Metal cross.
So they've sent a letter back saying, for installing a permanent cross, selection of the headstone category on the form would apply. A headstone, while usually stone, is a memorial that is placed at the head of the grave.
Mm.
Well, it's their form. I'm not going to lie on the form and say it's a headstone because it's not made of stone, it's made of metal.
Yeah.
So they're not going to... So the forms don't fit and there's pages and pages...
The description of your headstone, it doesn't fit, does it?
It doesn't fit. Mm. You know, so it's red tape bureaucracy and it's anti-reconciliatory and they're really making the family angry out here because there's a grave threatened. And on Saturday night, me and... I've got a really good friend, he's an engineer on the main highway out here. He's a concrete specialist. They cannot fault our work. And I'm an ex-boilermaker, you know.
Yes.
I got that. And the Cairns Post made a little mistake. It said that I made the cross. I didn't. I had it commissioned in Gouldenvale at an aluminium works. And it's all professional done.
Yeah.
And so all we had to do is make like a post hole. But there's a lot of cement in there. I bought a wheelbarrow, 20 sack of cement. And if they pulled it out, they're going to really rip this graveyard apart. So I called their bluff, and on Saturday night we were there, and we were there till 10:30 because it was raining and the cement wouldn't set. And I've got a really good friend. Like I said, he's a concrete engineer, and like I'm old. It's killing me, mate. Mm. It's killing me. It's just self-determination and economic independence.
Yes.
I spoke to the press this morning, and they got more clear of the story, and I've got all
so
this
Tony,
stuff.
Just confirm me, you did put the cross up and it's been taken down again, is that right?
No, it hasn't been taken down, but I've got a letter saying that it has to be removed by the 29th of this month. I think that's this. So on Friday morning, they might be there to pull it out. Well, I'll be at that cemetery. And I've called the church and a couple of people, and they say, oh, well, we've got to follow the rules. And another chaplain at Donasaw, she told us other things about council. But it's council, mate. It's not even government. And they've just got so much power, and the Masons are heavily involved in this. The Masons, and it's like an underground government, the businessmen, and they're protecting their industry and all the headstones. We've come up with a... You can see... I'm happy the picture's in the paper. Not with me. I was blowing in the wind and I'm old, mate. I'm not... I like the radio. It's anonymous.
Didn't get your best side, eh?
Well, you think we'll try and make it good. I like the picture better on the second page because you can see that on page 5, you can see that it's a good-looking monument, but it's not a headstone, it's a cross.
Yeah.
And the paper also said it's a cross in a cemetery full of crosses. Well, if you look at all the, most of the graves are just headstones. It's a big industry, and they don't like this. It's a threat to them, but it's a justifiable alternative to what they've been doing, and reflects my life too. It's metal, and there's nothing wrong with it, and it's permanent.
If you go through the council, there would be a fee there, would there not?
Oh yeah, mate. And then, I was gonna try and conform to the forms, but I can't back down on this. And there is a fee, so that's one for her, one for me. And then they probably won't approve it, and I don't know. It's just blood sucking money, like an emotion out of people's emotions. You know, no one wants to complain about cost. You just do what you can, otherwise you get nothing, and the graves are left empty or deteriorate. So there was really good coverage this morning. The fellow took a long time with me, and I'm flat out, and I've been waiting to get on and Days of Our Lives story on this show.
Well, thank you for keeping us posted and keeping us up to date. And like I said, Tony, fighting a good fight. Good luck with it all. And thanks for the yarn, my brother.
Yeah, it's terrible, mate, what they can do to people, they just haven't got a clue what they can do to it. You know, and I know, because we've been protesting for the green patch and the river, they're making an example out of me. They don't like what I'm doing. And I'm always going to be an outsider because I'm from the other side of the planet.
Yes, exactly.
All right, mate.
Thanks, brother. Okay. You take care. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there, Tony Gibbs, and he's pushing to put a cross up on the grave side of his partner, and got dramas going on with the council in regarding doing that, but he's just keeping us posted in that space. He's our green patch man. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Virtually coming to an end of today's program. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. And that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I want to send out a big birthday shout-out to Travi. Travi Ambrum, happy birthday, brother man, and have a great day, and enjoy it to the fullest. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Signing off here, you mob. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service, and big shout-out to the NERS team. Too deadly.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.